Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're diving deep into aerols.
Oh, cool.
You sent over a research paper.
Yeah.
It's called Aretas, an open source optimization toolkit for training and development of human movement models and filters using aerobals.
Okay.
Or Aretas. So we're going to be talking about Aretas and what it means for aerobals. Basically how it's changing the game.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff. I mean, think about it. Like, we've gone from those, like, basic headphones to earbuds that, you know, can track our steps and heart rate, all that sensor data.
It's amazing.
It's powerful stuff.
So we're not just talking about listening to music anymore. Like, what kind of powerful are we talking about? I know the paper highlights a couple of areas.
Uh-huh.
Human activity detection and head pose recognition.
So, like, imagine your earbuds, right?
Yeah.
Knowing not just what song you're listening to, but whether you're walking or running, even falling, you know?
Okay.
That's activity detection.
Okay.
And head pose recognition.
Yeah.
Well, like, think about how you turn your head to look at something.
Right.
Now earbuds can track that, like, accurately.
So it's like our ears are becoming, like, extra senses for our devices, not just for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But what's the big deal about knowing if I'm turning my head?
I mean, think about the applications.
Right.
Say, for people with visual impairments, earbuds could guide them through, like, indoor spaces.
Okay.
And then for everyone else, you know, AR, VR experiences.
Right.
That could, like, react to your every head movement.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's starting to sound pretty sci-fi,
but
I know the paper also mentions a big challenge.
Yes.
It's the lack of, like,
good data
to train these models.
Yeah.
So is that where Aretas comes in?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
So developing accurate models, right, requires tons of data.
Okay.
Like, millions of samples of people moving in different ways.
Wow. Okay.
So Aretas not only created like an open source toolkit for developers, but it also provides a massive data set of over 2.43 million inertial samples.
Wow.
Covering all sorts of head movements and activities from 45 different volunteers.
So they basically created the cookbook and provided the key ingredient, the data. That's impressive. But aerobals are super tiny. Like, can they even handle all this complex processing?
That's where TinyML comes in.
Okay, so tell me about TinyML.
So TinyML is basically squeezing these complex algorithms onto tiny devices.
Okay.
Like earbuds.
Yeah.
And it's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
But the Aretas toolkit uses something called neural architecture search.
Neural architecture search. Okay.
So it's
what is that?
It's basically like having an AI architect that designs the most efficient model for a specific aerobal hardware.
So it's like finding the perfect balance between power and performance.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the results are amazing.
Okay, so tell me, give me some numbers.
So Aretas achieved 98% accuracy in activity detection.
Wow.
Using models as small as 6 to 13 kilobytes.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And head pose estimation with errors as low as 5 degrees using just 20 kilobytes.
Oh, wow. That's a way better.
It's much better.
Yeah, than what we could do before. So we've got Tiny Tech doing some incredible things thanks to this Aretas toolkit.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about, like, what are some actual real-world applications? I know the paper highlights three specific examples.
Right.
And I think let's start with fall detection.
Okay.
Because that seems like it could be a game changer, especially for seniors.
Absolutely. Imagine an earbud that can detect falls.
Right.
With incredible accuracy, especially for the elderly population.
Yeah.
The implications are huge.
Huge, yeah.
Providing peace of mind for seniors and their families, potentially even saving lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's really remarkable is how Aretas manages to achieve such high accuracy with incredibly lightweight models.
Okay.
So the paper mentions a model called Bonsai.
Bonsai.
It's only 2.3 kilobytes in size.
Wait, a model that small can detect falls? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So if this becomes widely available, I mean, this could be a huge step forward for elder care.
For sure.
What's the second application? The paper mentions binaural audio rendering.
Okay.
I'm curious. Tell me more about that.
So this is all about creating truly immersive 3D audio experiences.
Okay.
Think about like sound coming from all around you.
Okay.
Making you feel like you're right in the middle of the action.
Right.
Whether it's a movie, a game,
uh-huh.
or even a concert. Mm-hmm. It's not just about listening.
Yeah.
It's about experiencing sound in a whole new way.
That's awesome. But how does it actually work? I mean, how can an earbud tell where a sound is coming from?
So it leverages the fact that, you know, your ears perceive sound
yeah.
differently depending on its direction.
Okay.
And this difference is captured by what are called yeah. head-related transfer functions.
Head-related transfer functions.
Or HRTFs for sure.
Okay, HRTFs.
Yeah, so essentially Auritis uses these HRTFs
uh-huh.
to like adjust the sound you hear
right.
in real time, you know.
Okay.
Creating the illusion mm-hmm. of sound coming from different locations.
Wow.
Based on your head movements.
So my ears are doing some pretty complex calculations without yeah. me even knowing it. That's yeah. crazy. The paper mentions an experiment with a database of HRTFs.
Yes.
What was that about?
So it was basically a way to test how accurately Auritis could like recreate the sensation
yeah.
sound coming from different directions.
Okay.
So participants wore earables and listened to virtual sound sources.
Uh-huh.
And the results were promising. They're able to pinpoint the direction of the sounds
right.
with a good degree of accuracy.
So it's not just theory, it actually works.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this could be huge for gaming, movies, virtual concerts.
Totally.
What's the third application?
The third application is about bridging the gap
okay.
between the physical and digital worlds.
Okay.
So imagine controlling virtual objects mm-hmm. with just your head movements.
That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It kind of is, yeah. The paper gives an example of controlling virtual actors
okay.
in an augmented reality environment called the Conan X Arena.
Conan X Arena.
Yeah. So imagine using just your head movements
okay.
to like make these digital characters turn their heads, walk in different directions, you know.
Wow.
Even interact with virtual objects.
Okay, that's officially blowing my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It sounds like we're moving towards a future where earables are not just about listening, but also about interacting with our digital surroundings in a whole new way.
Exactly.
And what's really exciting is that this is just the beginning. The paper discusses some of the challenges and limitations of TinyML. But it also hints at a future where earables could become even more personalized, adapting to our unique movements and preferences in real time.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's not just about one-size-fits-all solutions.
Right.
But about earables that truly understand and respond to each individual user.
Exactly.
And as this TinyML technology advances,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we can expect to see even more sophisticated features and applications emerge.
For sure.
Making earables like an indispensable part of our lives.
Definitely.
That's a perfect segue to the next part of our dive.
Okay.
We've talked about the what and the how.
Yeah.
But what about the why?
That's important too.
What are the broader implications of this technology? Right. What about things like data privacy?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the potential for social isolation?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So let's unpack all that after a quick break.
Sounds good. Yeah, the why is really important when you think about it.
For sure. We've been geeking out over all the possibilities.
Right.
But I think it's like important to step back
yeah.
and consider the bigger picture.
For sure.
Let's start with data privacy.
Okay.
I mean, these earables are collecting so much information. It's a little unsettling, to be honest.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. It's natural to feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's why the developers of Auritis, they really stressed
okay.
the need for like strong data protection.
Right.
You know, it's not just about the tech.
Yeah.
It's about like how it's used.
Right.
And who has access to the information.
That makes sense.
Think of it like this.
Yeah.
Your earbuds are becoming like yeah. an extension of you.
Right.
So your data needs that same level of protection
uh-huh.
as like any other personal information.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how can we be sure companies are actually prioritizing this?
Right.
It feels like we hear about data breaches all the time.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
There's definitely a need for more transparency.
Okay.
And, like, user control.
Right, we should know.
We should know exactly what data is being collected, yeah. how it's stored.
Uh-huh.
Who has access to it.
Exactly.
Ideally, we should have the ability to choose what we share and what we keep private.
It's like those terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Nobody reads those.
Right, exactly.
We need a way to make data privacy simple.
Totally.
Right,
it's a complex issue.
Yeah.
But the good news is, like, people are becoming more aware.
Right.
And they're demanding better data protection.
Hopefully.
So as this technology evolves,
yeah,
I think we're going to see more emphasis on like privacy enhancing technologies.
Okay.
And like more ethical data practices.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to another potential concern.
Sure.
Social isolation.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see how earables, even more so than like smartphones, could lead people to like withdraw from real world interactions.
For sure.
Imagine everyone like walking around plugged into their own little worlds, completely oblivious.
Right. It's a valid concern. Yeah.
Yeah.
Technology, I mean, it should connect us.
Right.
Not isolate us.
Exactly.
So I think the key here is like mindfulness.
Okay.
Being aware of how we're using technology, making sure it's not replacing real human connection.
Right. It's like anything.
Moderation is key.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's also about like designing technology that encourages social interaction.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Like, for example, imagine earables that could like help us navigate social situations.
Okay.
Maybe by providing like real-time feedback on our body language.
That'd be cool.
Or helping us, you know, find common ground with someone we've just met.
Right.
So technology can be like a tool for building connections.
Right. Not just for retreating into our own little bubbles.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point.
Yeah.
It's not just about the technology itself, but how we choose to use it and how it's designed.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's shift gears back to some of the cool stuff.
Okay.
Before we were talking about those three main applications of auritis, fall detection, binaural audio rendering, and interacting with AR frameworks.
Yes.
Let's dive a little deeper into those.
Okay.
We already talked about fall detection.
Yeah.
So let's move on to binaural audio rendering.
Okay.
It sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Creating immersive 3D audio experience.
It is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Imagine like watching a movie and feeling like you're right there in the scene with sounds coming from all directions or playing a video game and being able to like pinpoint the exact location of your enemies based on, you know, their footsteps.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It takes entertainment to a whole new level.
For sure.
But it sounds like it could also have applications beyond entertainment, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like what?
Think about training simulations for first responders.
Okay.
Or like virtual tours of museums and historical sites.
Okay.
It could even be used for, you know, therapeutic purposes.
Right.
Helping people with hearing impairments.
Yeah.
To like better localize sounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's
so many possibilities.
The possibilities are endless, really.
But let's go back to the basics for a second.
So, yeah.
How does it actually work?
So
you mentioned something called HRTFs.
Yes, HRTFs.
Okay.
HRTFs are key to making this all work.
Okay.
They're basically like mathematical functions that describe how our ears perceive sound differently depending on, you know, its direction.
Okay.
So think about it, like a sound coming from your left side.
Yeah.
It'll reach your left ear slightly before your right ear. And at a slightly different intensity.
Okay.
And your brain uses these tiny differences to pinpoint the location of the sound.
It's amazing.
It's pretty remarkable.
How our brains do all that processing without us even thinking about it.
Yeah, for sure.
So what Auritis does is it leverages these HRTFs to create a personalized 3D audio experience.
Right.
So by tracking your head movements, it adjusts the sound you hear in real time.
Exactly.
Creating the illusion of sounds coming from specific locations around you, even if they're coming from like a single source.
Exactly.
Like my headphones.
Like your headphones.
So it's like tricking my brain into thinking the sounds are coming from different places.
Yeah, basically.
That's so cool.
It's pretty cool.
And the paper mentions that they actually tested this with
Real people,
Real people.
So they did an experiment where participants wore earables equipped with like head tracking sensors.
Yeah.
And they listened to these virtual sound sources. And the results were pretty impressive.
Okay.
People were able to accurately pinpoint the direction of the sounds.
Wow.
Even though they were coming from like a single speaker.
That's It's amazing how far this technology has come.
It's really incredible.
Okay, let's move on to the third application.
Okay.
Interacting with AR frameworks.
Right.
This one really blew my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty futuristic.
Controlling virtual objects with just your head movements.
It's like we're stepping into the future.
It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's imagine a world where you can control your digital environment.
Right.
With just like a tilt of your head.
I'm picturing myself as a virtual meeting.
Okay.
Nodding my head to accept calendar invite or like shaking my head to decline a request.
Right.
No more clicking buttons or typing commands. Just pure.
Just like intuitive control.
Intuitive control. Yeah.
And it goes beyond simple commands, you know?
Okay.
Like, remember that example from the paper?
Yeah.
About the Connex Arena?
Yeah, the Connex Arena.
He could, like, control the movements and actions of virtual characters in this AR environment just by moving your head.
That's crazy.
Imagine the possibilities for gaming, you know, training simulations, even like a collaborative work.
Yeah.
In virtual spaces.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's...
How does it actually work?
So it all comes down to those sensors we talked about earlier.
Okay.
The accelerometers and gyroscopes.
Right.
That are built into the airables.
Uh-huh.
So they track your head movements.
Okay.
With incredible precision.
Okay.
And Auritus basically uses that data to map your movements to specific commands in the virtual environment.
So it's like those motion controls you see in video games.
Yeah.
But instead of waving your arms around, you're just moving your head.
Moving my head. That's way more natural.
It's more natural, more intuitive.
Yeah.
And as this technology develops, I think we'll see even more seamless and intuitive ways to interact with our digital surroundings.
So this has been an incredible journey so far.
It's been fascinating.
From the nitty-gritty of tiny ML to these mind-blowing applications.
Yeah.
But before we wrap things up, I want to come back to something you mentioned earlier. This idea that airables could become even more personalized.
Yes.
Adapting to each individual user.
That's right.
So what does that future look like? Let's explore that in the final part of our deep dive. So we're back. And before we wrap up, I really want to talk about this idea of personalization.
Right.
How can these tiny devices get
More
tailored to like each user?
I think it's one of the most exciting frontiers in airable tech.
Okay.
Right now, I mean, most airables,
they're designed for like the average user.
Right.
But as we, you know, gather more data, develop more advanced algorithms, we can start creating airables that actually understand and respond to your unique needs and preferences.
So what does that look like in practice? What's this personalized airable future?
Okay, so imagine earbuds that automatically adjust the noise cancellation based on your environment, your preferences, or a fitness tracker that tailors your workout routine based on your current fitness level, your goals.
Right. So it's all about creating it's about a seamless experience.
A seamless and intuitive experience.
That enhances your life.
Right.
Without you even having to think about it.
Exactly.
That sounds amazing. But how do we get from here to there? What are the technologies?
So one key technology is on-device machine learning.
Okay. On-device.
So instead of sending all your data to the cloud.
Right.
Imagine airables that can process.
Uh-huh.
And learn from your data locally on the device.
Right.
This not only like improves privacy, but it also allows for real-time personalization that like adapts to your changing needs and behaviors.
Just like having like a tiny AI assistant.
Yeah, like a tiny AI assistant.
He's living in my earbud.
Right in your earbud.
That's constantly learning.
Yeah, constantly learning and evolving.
To serve me better.
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
And another key technology is sensor fusion.
Sensor fusion.
Right now, I mean, most airables rely on like a limited set of sensors. But imagine airables that can, you know, integrate data from all sorts of sensors.
Like what?
Like heart rate, temperature, even brainwave activity.
Okay, now that's getting into sci-fi territory.
I know, right?
Yeah.
This would give us like an unprecedented level of insight into your, you know, physical and mental state.
Right.
Allowing for even more personalized and powerful applications.
I mean, are there any challenges?
Of course.
There's all this.
There are always challenges.
Right.
One big one is power consumption.
Right.
All this processing sensor fusion, it requires energy.
Okay.
We need to make sure these earbuds can last a while.
Yeah.
Without needing to be recharged.
Battery life is always a struggle.
That means developing more efficient algorithms and hardware.
Okay. Anything else?
Another challenge is making sure that, you know, these personalized earbuds are actually like beneficial and don't become intrusive or overwhelming.
You don't want to be bombarded with notifications.
Exactly. And imagine getting all these like constant notifications and suggestions from your earbuds.
Yeah.
It'd be super annoying.
Right. There's a fine line between helpful and overwhelming.
There is. There is.
So how do we strike that balance?
So it's about designing earbuds that are context aware.
Okay.
Respectful of your time.
Right.
And attention.
Okay.
So imagine earbuds that only give you information or suggestions when it's truly like relevant and helpful.
Okay.
And that can like learn to anticipate your needs without you having to explicitly tell them.
So it's like having like a really intuitive personal assistant.
Exactly.
Who knows like when to step in.
When to step in, when to back off.
When to back off,
I think that's the key to making these personalized earbuds.
Oh, yeah.
Truly, like, transformative.
Okay.
It's not just about more features, more data. It's about creating a seamless and empowering experience that enhances our lives without adding to the noise and clutter.
Enhancing our lives without adding to the noise.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It feels like we've come full circle.
We have.
We started by talking about, like, how Aretas is pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah.
And now we're imagining a future where these devices are like our trusted companions.
Yeah.
Helping us navigate.
It's exciting to think about.
The world.
Yeah.
And live our best lives.
It's a really exciting time to be following the evolution of earbud technology.
Absolutely.
From, you know, basic headphones to personalized AI assistants.
Right.
We've come a long way.
We have.
And the journey's just beginning.
And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of earbuds.
It was great being here.
We hope you've enjoyed exploring the possibilities of this tiny but powerful technology.
Absolutely.
Keep those ears open.
And those minds curious.
The future is listening.
And it's sounding pretty amazing.